USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Stutz. There's a significant security presence at state capitals around the country and the U.S. Capitol in D.C. in anticipation of violence leading up to Wednesday's inauguration. National Guard troops, state troopers, and SWAT officers with bomb-sniffing dogs are stationed at many of the capitals. Fences around buildings and windows have been boarded up. The FBI has warned of the potential for violence at all state capitals starting today. The stepped-up security comes in the wake of a mob storming the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. A man from New York, a woman from Missouri, a mother and son from Georgia, and a far-right media personality from Alaska are among the latest arrests by federal agents for allegedly participating in the riot at the U.S. Capitol. Dozens of people have been arrested thus far. Federal investigators have opened 275 criminal cases and charged nearly 100 people. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor is set to swear in Kamala Harris as vice president on Wednesday. A Bible once belonging to Thurgood Marshall, the first black Supreme Court justice, will be used in the ceremony. Harris has expressed admiration for both and chose Justice Sotomayor to do the honors. She swore in President-elect Joe Biden as vice president in 2013. Harris will also resign her Senate seat in California tomorrow. On his first day in office, President-elect Joe Biden reportedly plans to sign roughly a dozen executive orders, this according to a memo from his incoming chief of staff. Those include rejoining the Paris Climate Accord, ending the travel ban on predominantly Muslim countries, halting evictions and student loan payments during the pandemic, and mandating masks on all federal property. President-elect Biden also aims to send Congress a large-scale immigration plan within his first 100 days in office. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A 4.5 magnitude earthquake struck the Bay Area of California last night, according to the USGS. The quake centered southwest of San Francisco was followed by a 3.0 magnitude aftershock. The death toll from a 6.2 magnitude earthquake in Indonesia has reached 56, with more than 800 injured. More heavy equipment has been brought in to help rescuers search through the rubble and retrieve bodies. The quake hit on Friday night local time, leaving thousands homeless. About 15,000 have been moved to shelters. Thousands of Honduran migrants have been denied entry on the border. USA Radio's Dan Naraki reports.
Part of a caravan of migrants from Honduras was blocked by Guatemalan security forces as they tried to cross into the country on their way to the United States. Officials estimate more than 9,000 people are part of this caravan. Mark Morgan says this could be the first of many groups who see a change in immigration policies as an opportunity to make for the U.S. The acting commissioner of U.S. Customs and Border Protection tells Fox News they foresaw this outcome because of the statements from the incoming Biden administration.
With the new administration's immigration strategies, which really are akin to open border strategies, we knew this was going to come, and it's already happened. It's not just 1,000. Right now, we're looking at two groups that are well over 5,000, and one of those groups have already gotten through the Guatemala border, and they're on their way to El Rancho, which is located centrally in Guatemala. It's coming. It's already started, just as we promised and anticipated with this rhetoric from the new administration.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.